proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We will continue our series on the Sermon on the Mount and its relationship to the Law of Moses by looking at different aspects of human behavior which the Law of Moses addressed and which Jesus Christ spoke about. In the fifth chapter of Matthew, Jesus Christ introduced a number of statements beginning with the phrase, quote, "It was said by them of old time," unquote. These maxims related to precepts from the Mosaic Law, which Jewish teachers had modified, or in their words, put fences around, over the course of years. The Savior went on to contrast these precepts with his own teachings. By prefacing his statements with the declaration, "I say unto you," the Lord did not intend to downplay the importance of the law. Instead, he revealed that in the kingdom of heaven, an individual standard of righteousness had to go beyond even the requirements posited in the law. The first subject Jesus Christ dealt with in his Sermon on the Mount involved anger. He said, quote, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old times, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment," unquote. The first part of that statement came from the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. In the second part of that declaration, the judgment, the term krisis probably referred to the divine condemnation of murder, as opposed to a human judicial sentence issued by a tribunal. The word homicide is used to describe an overt action, resulting in the deliberate taking of a human life. Though the Law of Moses condemned the act of murder, it could not, and did not, deal with any motives a killer might harbor. Jesus Christ went beyond censuring the mere act of homicide. He said, quote, "that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire," unquote. Murder finds its roots when a person develops anger in his spirit. What Jesus Christ did was denounce that inner anger that could ultimately impel someone to take the life of another person. Why would Jesus Christ rebuke anyone who might say Raca, or Thou fool? The word Raca derived from the Aramaic language. It literally meant something empty, or some person who was empty-headed. Calling anyone a fool or moros would label that individual as a moron in the speaker's eyes. A moron not with reference to the intelligence level, but to the degree of behavior. When hurled at another individual, the use of such epithets revealed the animosity that festered in an individual's heart. Note that the Savior did not expressly condemn wrath in and of itself. Indeed, sometimes God himself showed anger in his reactions to human waywardness. According to Psalm 7, for example, we read that, quote, "God is angry with the wicked every day," unquote. Jesus Christ himself showed anger. In Mark chapter 3, he rebuked a group of synagogue attendees because of the hardness of their hearts. The anger which the Lord disparaged in his Sermon on the Mount referred to that work of the flesh which Paul talked about in the fifth chapter of Galatians. "Those who practice the works of the flesh," Paul continued, that, quote, "they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God," unquote. A Christian needs to quash the inner attitude of anger, lest it break out and manifest itself in other sins in his life. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.